Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. There's a term, the calm before the storm. I'm getting the sensation that we're there now. You ever felt what it's like before a tornado hits? It's uncomfortably still, with a heavy weight in the pit of your stomach and a strange feeling in the air. No wind. Weird feeling. And last weekend, I stopped by the Occupy Toronto protests, where people are talking about how the middle class and poor in countries like Canada, the US, Germany, have had their incomes go down or remain stagnant over the past two decades, while a tiny percentage, that 1%, have had the biggest increase in their wealth in a century. And the OECD says Canada's GDP keeps rising, but our index of well-being, our quality of life, hasn't kept up. Anyway, before the march, they pointed out the medics in case people got clubbed or shot and asked everyone to write down a number, telephone number, on their arm in case you're thrown into prison. So there is that nervous sensation in the air, not knowing how the police would react. Would they be violent? What would be the potential risks for marching, even in a democratic country? Turned out to be totally peaceful, with a friendly police escort, no bad incidents at all. But you never know. So, knowing that some countries are on the brink of self-destruction, and knowing, on a lower scale, that next week is Halloween, marked with deliberate mayhem and confusion, and all-around craziness, I decided to talk this week about three movies where people face potential chaos, calamity, or collapse, and the different ways they choose to confront this coming storm. First is a movie which played at TIFF about people confronting death and relationships and trying to avoid an unwanted change. It's called Restoration, directed by Joseph Madmoney. Anton, played by Henry David, a young man and almost a drifter, is looking for work in a rundown section of Tel Aviv. He stumbles into an old school furniture restoring shop and gets hired right away by the grizzled and grumpy old carpenter, Fiddleman, played by Sasson Gabay. But the childless co-owner of the place dies the next day and leaves his half not to the carpenter, but to the carpenter's son. And Fiddleman's broke. And his son, a lawyer, is a bit of a douche who is glad to be removed from his father's life as a tradesman. He calls the place a junkyard and wants to sell the building to build a condo, destroying his own father's livelihood and forcing him into retirement. But musical Anton, who has family troubles of his own, vows to learn the trade and tries to find that golden egg that'll provide the money to save the store. If he can find the missing piece of a rare antique piano, there'll be enough money to keep the place open and evade the impending doom. Anton becomes almost a surrogate son to the carpenter. Almost. But it's complicated when he realizes he may be falling in love with the real son's pregnant wife. This movie is great acting from the two main characters. On the surface, it's a let's work hard to fix the piano and save the shop type story. But that's just a superficial structure. It's actually much more sophisticated and subtle. Though very drab looking, Restoration is a bittersweet examination of love, duty, families, allegiances, death, and inheritance. Next, a movie which played at Hot Docs about a man, his family, and his supporters who take drastic moves to confront what he thinks is a coming disaster. It's Weibo's War, a documentary directed by David York. Weibo Ludwig is a devout Christian who lives in a remote, isolated colony with his fellow religious settlers in BC, near Alberta. Their lives are food and energy self-sufficient, but in the 90s, things start to go wrong. Goats began having frequent stillbirths, and when a woman also miscarried, they realized their watershed had been contaminated by natural gas wells built right at the edge of their property. He was later arrested, tried, and jailed for bombs he had set off at the wells and pipelines in that energy-rich Alberta area. This movie follows filmmaker David York, who is allowed to film inside their compound. Is Weibo a religious nut or a devoted social activist? Well, he's certainly religious, but he's crazy like a fox. The movie documents some of Weibo's and those of his fellow settlers' frequent brushes with the law and the big energy companies. There are run-ins with outwardly conciliatory executives from Encana, pointless, intimidating, and relentless police raids of their homes to test things like how many ballpoint pens are there on one floor and how many cassette tapes are on another floor. And the increasingly fractious relationship with the people in the nearby town, where they found themselves local pariahs following the unexplained shooting death of a young woman on their property. Folk hero or deranged terrorist, maybe both. I left the movie even less certain than before as to who's to blame and what actually happened. While a bit slow-moving, Weibo's War gives a first-hand look at a legendary Canadian figure, his families and co-religionists, and the unusual junction in this case between Christian fundamentalism and environmental extremism. An inside look at the calm before the storm. Next, 50-50, directed by Joseph Levine, or maybe Fitty Fitty if you're a hip-hopster. Adam, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is a shy, quiet, polite, and passive guy with a boorish and boisterous friend named Kyle, a smothering, worrying mom, and a beautiful but shallow girlfriend named Rachel. He's in his 20s, no car, lives in a tiny red house far from the city of Seattle, and works at a cubicle job at a beautiful public radio station, supports CIUT Public Radio, where he's working on a story about a soon-to-erupt volcano. But when Adam gets a pain in his belly, his doctor, a man with possibly the worst bedside manner ever, does some tests and tells him he has a rare form of cancer with a 50% chance of living. He's sent to a therapist, played by Anne Hendrick, who's younger than he is and is still at the student-teacher stage. So how is Adam going to face his situation? How will he deal with his casual girlfriend, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is suddenly his caregiver? His best friend, Seth Rogen, who just wants to use his cancer buddy as a wingman chick magnet? And his intrusive, worrywart mother, who is already taking care of his Alzheimer's-stricken dad? Or even the bumbling but sincere therapist, Katie. What will he do? Can he accept the possibility of his own death? Who is really important to him? 50-50, based on a true story, is not a bad movie. It's sweet, but beware. It's not the comedy it's billed as. It's a drama, even a bit of a weeper, with some needed comic relief. Gordon-Levitt is perfect as Adam, as is Hendrick as Katie, while Seth Rogen, not so funny. Bit too much. But Angelica Houston as the mother was shockingly good. I mean, she plays to stereotypes, but she does it so well I didn't figure out it was her playing the part until the final credits. 50-50 is now playing. Weibo's War opens in Toronto today. Check your local listings. And Restoration is playing one show only next week on Saturday afternoon, October 30th. Go to tjff.com for details. Also, on right now in Toronto is the wonderful Imaginative, the world's largest Aboriginal film festival that explores Native film, art, and music from Canada and abroad. Many events are free and they're all open to everybody, so go to imaginative.org for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.